a big weekend.
You should see Jonathan dance to these songs. It's incredible. All right, I got to get my oxygen take. Hold on, I got to get his whole title out. Program Manager, Cultural Promotions and Tourism, Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region. Whew. Jonathan's joining us right now to tell us what's out there entertainment-wise. Hi, Jonathan. Good morning.
Good morning, Shannon. I'm exhausted from the dancing and your breathing.
It's more of a jig.
I'll be able to get it's more of a jig. Morning.
Yeah, it's a jig. It's a jig that Yeah. Anyway, what's happening this weekend?
Yeah, lots going on as per usual. I've got 7 events to talk about this morning, a variety of entertainment options for folks to check out this weekend. We'll start at the Westside Community Center on the west side of Colorado Springs. The 20th annual Pikes Peak Herb Fest is tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Vendors, live music, a seed swap, and presentations with educational classes ready to teach and answer any questions you might have. So a great springtime event at the Westside Community Center tomorrow. We're also inching closer to the 2024 Olympic and Paralympic Games, and the museum in downtown Colorado Springs is celebrating with their 100 Days Out celebration. This is also tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be a kids' fun zone, opportunities to meet Team USA athletes, and just have all sorts of sport-related fun tomorrow afternoon, morning and afternoon at the museum in downtown. In Woodland Park, the Lightbulb Theater Company is presenting Pride and Prejudice. There will be 2 shows at Woodland Park High School. One is tonight at 6 and tomorrow at 6 as well. Of course, the story that follows the turbulent relationship between Elizabeth Bennet and Mr. Darcy. So some fun theater this weekend, too. At the U.S. Air Force Academy, the Chamber Orchestra of the Springs and Opera Theater of the Rockies are combining forces to present Glory Denied, the powerful true story of America's longest-held prisoner of war who endures a 9-year ordeal in the jungle of Southeast Asia during the Vietnam War. It's an opera event. It'll be Sunday at Arnold Hall at the Air Force Academy. 3 p.m. is the start time for that. I've got 3 more. If you're feeling a little spooky, a little Halloween-y perhaps with this weather, the 6 Feet Under Horror Film Fest is having their Hooked on Horror event this weekend. It's 10 to 9 tomorrow and 11 to 7 on Sunday. It's a 2-day celebration of 1980s Scream Queens and all the movies that came out in that era. It's a great opportunity to do that. This will be at Roadhouse Cinemas in Colorado Springs. Ormayo Dance Company and the Colorado College Drama and Dance Department are combining forces for When Day Meets Night, a dance performance that will feature 4 different choreographers whose perspectives range in experience, highlighting the kaleidoscopic manners in which we interact with others and the world around us. There are 3 performances, Friday tonight at 7:30 and tomorrow at 7:30 and Sunday at 2 o'clock. And then finally, Dan and Shannon, the Colorado Springs Children's Chorale is hosting their In Harmony Festival Concert. This is next Wednesday at 7, downtown at the Pikes Peak Center for the Performing Arts. More than 450 elementary school singers from around the region and the Colorado Springs Children's Chorale will be in action doing all kinds of fun choir work and singing that evening at the Pikes Peak Center. So as per usual, a lot going on. I think I got through it all, keeping my breath okay.
Excellent. And where can we get more information on all of what you just talked about?
Yeah, peakradar.com has the details that I may have missed.
Okay.
Yeah. He's all ready for another dance.
Yeah, no
another
doubt.
Jig.
We'll let you get out there. And
I'll dance out.
Getting jiggy with it. All right, Jonathan, thank you.
Have a good weekend. Thank you both.